I
have a question.
The new kids, oh, goddamn it. Fucking new. You know, that's another thing about the new kids, man. No. These people go, well, the new kids, you know, they're such a good image for the children. When did mediocrity and banality become a good image for your fucking children? I want my children to listen to people who are good and talented. I don't care if they died in pools of their own fucking vomit. They at least played with their fucking heart on their sleeve. I want my kids listening to talented people. Passionate. Talented.
Mommy, mommy, the guy Dad wanted me to listen to has a big blood bubble coming out of his nose.
Shut up and listen to him play. Don't worry about the blood bubble in his nose. Listen to him. The new kid. Someone actually asked me, who's your favorite new kid? The first one that dies.
That
is the poster that's going up in my room. And I hope it's Donnie, that scruffy little fucking rebel. I hope Donnie gets that one chin hair he's been working on for 3 years, caught in the front wheel of his scooter, and it pulls his head off like a champagne cork coming out. And he's in the middle of the freeway like a plasma sprinkler. Flopping on the pavement like a salmon on a riverbank. That would crack me up for days. And have his parents there to see it. Yeah! Locked in a chair with their eyes glued open like Malcolm in Clockwork Orange. These are the things that keep me going. But it's hard to wake up some mornings. You understand. Help me, you under-fucking-span. Here is my question to you. And if this question sounds crude or sexist or chauvinistic, it's because it is, but I'm asking for a friend. Now, here's my question. Are there actually women in the world who do not like to give blowjobs? That's my question. The reason I ask, I was with this woman one time. She goes down here for like 3 seconds and starts coming back up. And I'm going, Unless you're getting up to put ice in your mouth. Anyway, without getting graphic, she actually said to me, I think you've had enough. Really? I said, I think you're gonna know when I've had enough. Yeah, there's a pretty definite ending to this. Fairly cut and dry. Not a lot of gray area involved in a blowjob. Subjectivity does not come into play. But anyway, it blew my mind. It's all it blew. So I've been inquiring because I read a lot of articles on sex. I read women's magazines, men magazines, what women want in a relationship, what men want in a relationship. And I read one of the common things is why? You ladies, don't suck your guys' dicks. Why, in fact, don't you make it the focal point of your existence while on this planet? Or sometime therein. I'm not trying to narrow it down to that. The word constantly does come to mind. But why don't you like to do that? I can't imagine why you don't like to do that. I've actually had a woman one night go, yeah, you ever try it? I said, yeah. Almost broke my back. That one vertebrae, I swear. I think that vertebrae is going to be the thing to go in our next evolutionary stuff. Just a theory of mine and a fervent prayer. And now all the guys are going, honey, I have no idea what he's talking about. I think he's a devil child. Guys, you know what I'm talking about. Guys, if you could blow yourselves, ladies, you'd be in this room alone right now. Watching an empty stage. Boy, my folks are proud of me.
Bill, honey, you still doing that suck your own cock bit?
Oh, yeah, Mom.
Oh, thank goodness. Bill, it makes my bosom swell with pride to know you're going around the country performing the suck your own cock routine. Bill, if only your grandparents were still alive. If only you hadn't put them in that Steven Seagal film. They would love to have seen their grandson perform the suck your own cock bit.
Anyway, I asked that woman who said that, you ever try it? I said, let me ask you something. Why don't you like to do that to your guy? Because it's disgusting. Disgusting? Well, that's a tad harsh. And also, I might add a double standard. Because you know what? I have never heard you ladies say it's disgusting. When we're down between your legs, gnawing away.
Oh, this is so gross. I'm gonna throw up. Oh, don't put your finger in my head. Oh, that's rude.
I have never heard that. Guys, you ever heard that? Guys. Weird. Me either. Then again, maybe I can't hear it because your thighs are clamped. Well, I hope she's enjoying this. I'm getting a headache down here. And I feel like drinking a Coke, too. What the hell's that all about? Honey, turn over. Wow, I feel like having a Snickers. Bill, honey, you still doing that lick the asshole piece?
Yeah, Mom. Oh, thank goodness. Bill, is there any way I could convince you to type up the suck your own cock bit followed by the lick the asshole sketch? Type it up for me so I could tape it to your grandmama's tombstone. She would love that. What a clever boy my son is. Using his talent so constructively.